Democrat sheriffs join likely Michigan GOP governor candidate. Former Detroit police chief to target prosecutors declining to enforce laws. By Hannah Blow on August 16, 2021. Former Detroit Police Chief James Craig on Monday announced bipartisan support to strengthen law enforcement across the state as a response to radical left prosecutors who are refusing to enforce laws. Craig, who last month announced his intention to run for Michigan governor, offered a plan to crack down on radical prosecutors who refuse to enforce the law via the creation of a team of experts comprising the Law Enforcement Action Team, LEAT. The group will craft new laws that strengthen law enforcement across this state, while working together with local community leaders, according to the announcement. Both Democrats and Republicans will comprise LEAT, and their meetings will begin August 23. Now we need to lead from the front and implement a similar strategy with new public policy that will solve the public safety crisis in our state, Craig said in a statement, adding that liberal politicians at the national, state, and local level are part of the problem rather than part of the solution. Washington politicians encourage rioting in our cities. Maxine Waters calls for increased confrontation, he said, blasting the governor, attorney general, radical left prosecutors, and courts for shirking their duties and allowing criminal behavior to go unanswered. Some county prosecutors are refusing to enforce our laws, refusing to hold criminals accountable, and putting our communities at risk, he said. It may start in Ingham County and Washtenaw County, but criminals don't stop at the county line, and their actions are a danger to all of us, Craig explained. Craig's plan follows Ingham County Prosecutor Carol Seaman announcing controversial changes to the office's firearm policy as part of an effort to reduce what was described as racial biases in the legal system. According to WLNS, the office will no longer issue charges for felony firearms unless extreme circumstances warrant the charge. The courts are letting criminals back on the streets. Attempts at bail reform are failing our communities. And some legislators are continuing the defund the police movement by supporting an end to qualified immunity, Craig continued. They don't want police to be able to police. By not denouncing the anti-police movement, they are creating a crisis in police departments. Police officers are retiring, resigning, and can't be replaced by new hires. The pool of potential police officers is quickly diminishing, with no end in sight. The end result? Rising crime across the state is a direct result of failed policies by politicians. In addition to the creation of the bipartisan group LEAT, Craig announced the launch of a petition at backnetblue.com urging Michigan voters to show their support for law enforcement, as well as a campaign in September featuring Back Me Blue events aimed to demonstrate strong support for police and challenge those rogue county prosecutors who refuse to uphold the law. According to Craig, LEAT will discuss issues with law enforcement and release policies and legislation proposals this fall. Chief James Craig is a phenomenal national leader in policing and is the right person at the right time to bring law enforcement from across the state together on a bipartisan basis to solve the problem of rising crime, Gladwin County Sheriff Mike Shea, a Democrat, said in a statement. He understands that law enforcement isn't about Republicans versus Democrats. It's about fighting crime and holding criminals accountable. I am proud to join his Law Enforcement Action Team and even prouder to support him, he added. Sheriff Anthony M. Wickersham, another Democrat, described Craig as a man of the utmost integrity. His strong leadership as chief of police to the city of Detroit energized the department and led to stronger relationships between police and the community, he said, expressing pride in participating in LEAT. In a video released Monday, Craig highlighted his top priority during his time as police chief, which he described as sending a message to criminals that their activities would no longer be tolerated. We showed strength and held them accountable. We started with Colony Arms, Craig said. We stormed that building, arrested 20 to 30 people who were a plague on our community, and sent a message. Yes, we even invited the cameras. I was part of the first team that made entry into the building that day, and showed our police department and our community what it meant to lead from the front. He continued, describing that message, that the Detroit Police Department was back and stronger than ever, as loud and clear. Watch. Last month, Craig announced the formation of an exploratory committee to run for Michigan governor and shortly after, told Tucker Carlson he plans to run. A formal announcement is expected after Labor Day.